with our fourth round picks, since we had two, after moving down in the third, Daquan Jones from Penn State and Marquestin Huff from Wyoming. So excited to get both of these young men. I think the one common thing, as Blake I'm sure will attest to, is versatility. You know, they can fit a couple of roles for us, which we feel like is an important piece. And they're going to get an opportunity to see where they really fit in. So with that, we will open it up for questions.
Huff, specifically, and I know he played safety last year, played cornerback before that, and where does he fit best, you think, at this level, and when you try him at a number of spots in this year?
Yeah, I think there's two things to me that stand out with him. Number one, he's a good special teams player. And for a young man coming in here who we're going to try to find out which role he's better in, as a safety or a corner, special teams is a great avenue to get started that way. So,
Blake, if you have.
Yeah, he's been an inside nickel. He's played on in the nickel as a junior, safety as a senior. He went to the Senior Bowl and played a little corner and safety. So, you know, he's got the versatility, like Coach said, to play either spot. Special teams is also another trait. He's great, got great height, weight, speed, instinctive type player.
What did you like him better as you guys watched tape? You know, did you like him more as a corner, more as a safety?
Well, I think if you look at our team, you know, we've got some established guys at safety that have played. We've got some young guys that are competing at corner. So we'll obviously give him an opportunity at corner with the idea that he can work some in at safety too and see where he becomes a better fit. Like Blake said, he's got some good measurables. He's got good speed. You know, it's going to be a determination by him, I guess, where he is more proficient.
Like, is he known to be a hitter, or what's the best quality?
You know, his best quality, he is a good tackler. He is aggressive. He is a very instinctive type player. His speed actually shows up on film. You know, the 40 time that he ran, the 4.4, shows up. It's legit. So I mean, it shows up on teams. It shows up when he was playing inside in the nickel as a junior. Showed up at the safety position as well. So a little bit of a transition this year, going from the corner to the safety. They made that move more out of a need spot this year, but he can play both.
Jim, would you describe where you are at that cornerback position, I guess, specifically? I think certainly Jason McCourty's a starter on one side. What have you got around?
Well, we've got some young guys. I think one of the things that I was most impressed about in the mini camp is what I saw out of Bleedy and Cody. Two young guys that I think, you know, watching them on tape last year, you didn't see a lot about Bleedy. Obviously, we saw more of Cody. But you feel like you got two young guys that are going to be competing for the spot there. So we've added to that mix. That's one of the things we felt like was important. So we feel good about that.
Can you talk a little bit about your first pick there and kind of, I guess, beef he brings to the middle of the line?
Well, he does that. I mean, he's an explosive player. You know, he played a number of spots on their line. I think he's going to get an opportunity to – the thing that was attractive to us, he's a physical player, has a little bit of pass rush ability. You see that in what he does, but he's a good inside physical force. So I think for us, he'll be able to play all three positions inside, and, you know, we'll get a chance to see where he fits. Had some competition, a big guy. You just – those guys, the way he plays, his size – those things, you know, as far as building a defense, he fits into that nicely.
Blake, Huff said that he felt like he made a good showing at the Senior Bowl, and playing at a school that's not, you know, one of the big-time programs in the country. How important is it for guys like that to have a good workout and a good week down there against the top competition?
You know, I think it's very important for a guy from Wyoming. He's played against good competition, but the big thing for him was day in, day out, the week of practice at the Senior Bowl, he was able to compete versus some of the better senior wide receivers in the draft. It wasn't just a one-game or two-game thing like a season. It was actually every day in practice. And you got to see it in the one-on-ones. You also got to see it in the team drills as well. He also, you know, he's just a solid player, able to be versatile enough in the Senior Bowl to bounce from safety and corner.
How important is the size up front of your defensive line, though? I mean, do you need a group of 300 some pounders up there at some point?
You know, it really depends. There's a lot of guys that maybe aren't that big that play with great leverage that are good football players in this league. So, you know, it really is ultimately judged by how they play. So, I mean, it's always great to have a guy that's big, but sometimes, you know, athleticism is important as well.
It looks like he carries the weight pretty comfortably. He's not like a bottom heavy or big belly guy.
I think his quickness shows up on tape. I mean, there's a couple of moves. I'm sure you guys may have seen the highlights. There's one little swim move he makes where he gets a sack on the quarterback from an inside position that is pretty impressive. You know, you see flashes of that in his play. So for a guy his size, you know, you like that. That doesn't guarantee that he's going to be successful. But, yeah, he does carry his weight well.
Blake, did you see much his junior year? He said he lost a bunch of weight junior to senior year. And did you see the weight change make a big difference?
You did. You saw the maturation in the player as well. You know, the work ethic, he's always had a good work ethic. But once he shed a few pounds, you saw the versatility, as Coach mentioned, as well. He played the five, he played the zero, he played the three. He lined up all across the board, even in that clip that Coach was talking about. He made plays in that clip at each spot, and that's important as well.
Seems like there's maybe a few questions from analysts about consistency. Was that ever a question mark for you guys with him?
Not at all. I think that's one of his strengths, actually. I think being consistent at each spot, being consistent worker off the field, all those type things. I think he's a very consistent type player.
Would you give much thought to a quarterback with either of these picks?
In the fourth round? We talked about it.
Yeah, you touched on, I guess, Bleedy and Kobe a minute ago. But you guys lose all Tron Turner. I think a lot of people had, you know, some people had you guys projected to make a cornerback early. In your mind, that's not as big a need maybe as it is to outsiders based on what you have in the building, and that's why you wait to the fourth round to add to the secondary, no matter where Buff ends up playing.
One of the things that I liked about coming here, just I'm speaking for myself personally here, Jim, was that's a hard position to get guys a lot of times. You have to usually go near the top of the draft to get a guy that's a legitimate starter. And I think Rustin and Blake and his guys have done a great job, you know, of looking at that position and drafting some guys that you think could develop into starters. And I think however it comes out between Cody and Bleedy, I think both of those guys are starters in this league, have the capability to be that. So, you know, I don't think you can ever feel great because you just can't have enough of those guys that are starter-type players. And, you know, the one thing about Vern, he showed last year on the field what he could do. He's a good football player. And now we're talking about two unknowns to a degree with Cody and Bleedy. But yes, I feel good about both of those young men. I think it makes you feel a lot more comfortable about that position. And if you look at where we were in the draft and the players that we took, you know, we felt really good about our first pick in the tackle. That was an important role for us. And obviously we had a need at running back as well. So, you know, that was what has driven our decisions, and it's credit to the way this whole process and our scouts and all the work that we put into it. And I think, you know, I don't want to jinx myself by saying anything about the cornerback position, but we feel good about the competition and the players that are there.
Blake, along those lines, I think this is 14 years in a row you've drafted at least one cornerback. I mean, you've been here with different coaches, different GMs. That sort of the most consistent line of thinking that you've got to get one of those guys every year if you can?
Not necessarily. I think when you look at the players and you start to stack the board, you know, corners always seem to sit around at a point, whether it's Alteron in the fourth round, just like Huff this year. You know, you start to look at certain positions that happen to fall in the draft, and that just seems to be a position that sometimes falls in the fourth round.
Blake, when you look at Daquan, how impressed were you at the fact that despite all the situations that went up there at Penn State, he remained consistent, in fact, probably improved every year?
He was, and he was one of those senior leaders on the team, one of those guys that stayed with the program, stayed with the work ethic, was fine with the coaching change. You know, he's one of those guys that we want to add to our team, obviously, with the character that he presented.
I was going to say, Ken, with everything that went on at Penn State the last couple of years, a guy that stuck it out and did well, that mean something to you?
Sure it does. That's not an easy situation. And, you know, just in meeting with him and speaking with him, he's an impressive young man. And I think his actions, what he did there, how he was consistent over the year, speaks a lot about him as well.
When you watch LaJuan or watch Jones on tape, did you see him going up against each other in any tape?
I can't remember. Yeah. I think you get so geared into watching that particular player, you know, you don't. I couldn't. Maybe Blake does.
You know, it's like Coach said. I mean, I don't remember a specific, you know, instance where I'm sure they did, but don't do that. I don't recall it off the top.
You got us on that one, Jim.
Yeah.
Anything else? Thanks.